You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on March 22nd, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 11 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, updates on the SFU lacrosse, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Wednesday's Rat Saw God with What's So Funny?
Ran the chainsaw till it ran out of gas. 'Cause you got stung.
That was What's So Funny from Wednesday's Rat Saw God. Next up is M. Ward's Supernatural Thing. Here is Lifeline.
My future self in the mirror, he said, only you can save us now. So I said out loud in a crowded room, at the top of my lungs, I want you to know I love you so, but I need you to be a lifeline for me. And if you could be a lifeline for me, I'll be a lifeline for you someday, you'll see. And I won't let go, I won't let go, I won't let go. Hanging off the edge of a canyon, or maybe you just can't seem to climb out of bed. I'll say it again, in the lion's den of your daddy's house, I want you to know I love you so. And I need you to pay a lifeline for me. I need you to pay a lifeline for me. And if you could be a lifeline for me, I'll be a lifeline for you someday, you'll see. And I won't let go, no, I won't let go. And I won't let go, I won't let go. I won't let go, no, I won't let go. I won't, I won't let go. I won't, I won't let go.
I'd like to discuss the SF Athletics at this time. Four events were on tap for March 16th. The Red Leafs track and field teams hosted SFU High Performance Meet at Terry Fox Field in the Burnaby main campus, with throws at Percy Perry Stadium in Coquitlam, where distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top eight results for SFU. Susanna Linuski won the women's hammer throw 4 kilogram at 48.28, while Caitlin Hanger finished third at 44.68 among four competitors. Madison Powell was the only competitor in the women's javelin 600 grams, as she hurled 37.09, while Jared Chong won the men's javelin 800 grams at 66.12, and Riley Maluski chucked 54.56. Kennedy Primrose won the women's triple jump as she leaped 10.47, just ahead of Paige Bailey of the Vancouver Thunderbirds at 10.46, the only two competitors in the event. In the women's 100, Jalen Cummings clocked in at 12.35, only behind Hannah Sokolowicz of UBC at 12.06, while Cummings' teammate Kalinda Chetwin placed third at 12.36 among 10 competitors. The Red Leafs swept the top three spots in the men's 100 as Jacob Hall won at 10.74, Liam O'Donnell finished second at 10.82, and Josiah Penson-McCoy placed third at 10.86 among 23 competitors. SFU dominated the women's 1500 as Megan Roxy won at 4:30.85 ahead of Adriana Boutelar of the Valley Royals at 4:34.24, followed by Rachel Watkins at 4:36.9 for third, Celine Tazdemir at 4:42.87 for fifth, Madison Stuchnov at 4:50.79 for sixth, Charlotte Prankley at 4:52.8 for seventh, and Milena Kalich at 4:54.32 for eighth, where 13 competed. Kaysen McDermott leaped 1.75 in the men's triple jump as the only competitor. In the women's long jump, Kyra Stewart hopped 5.14 for second, only behind Shalina Wiley of Trinity Western at 5.64, and Stewart's teammate Dominic Runce sprung 4.77 for fifth among six competitors. The Red Leafs swept the top two spots in the men's 400 as Colton Plummer won at 49.73 and Josiah Penson-McCoy second at 49.91, followed by Tyson Carr at 52.03 for fifth among 16 competitors. SFU also swept the top two spots in the women's 400 as Clara Bosma triumphed at 57.41, Elizabeth Vanderput second at 58.71, and Veronica Robertson fourth at 10.85 among six competitors. Grace Mack won the women's 800 at 219.32, followed by her teammate Stephanie Miller at 223.44 for second, where four competed. The Red Leafs dominated the men's 1500 by earning the top five spots, as Andrew Thompson prevailed at 347.76, Aiden Good at 354.22 for second, Jose Castro at 354.65 for third, Ephraim Mekonnen at 357.39 for fourth, Jacob Wadwani at 359.5 for fifth, and Scott Arndt at 401.86 for 8th among 24 competitors. SFU swept the top 3 spots in the men's long jump as Blake Furtado won with a 6.72 leap, followed by Mitchell Gibbs at 6.69 for 2nd, and Nicholas Monroe at 6.63 for 3rd among 7 competitors. In the men's 200, Jacob Hall dashed in at 22.23 for second, only behind Nathan George of the Coquitlam Cheetahs at 21.79, and Hall's teammate Liam O'Donnell sprinted in at 22.58 for fourth among 17 competitors. In the women's 200, Emma Cannon charged in at 25.39 for second, only behind Hannah Sopkowicz of UBC at 25.11, while Cannon's teammates Kerlinda Chadwin darted in at 25.72 for third, Claire Bosma raced in at 27.05 for seventh, and Veronica Robertson sprinted in at 27.56 for eighth among 9 competitors. Also, the Red Leaf softball played a doubleheader against the St. Martin Saints. SFU fell 7-5 in Game 1, led by Kristen David Duke, who went 2-for-4, 2 runs batted in, and Megan Duclos, who went 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored. The Red Leafs were destroyed 10-2 in Game 2, led by Lizzie Sugrieve, who went 1-for-3 with 1 run batted in, at Saints Field in Lacey, Washington. The 2024 NCAA Division II Swimming and Diving Championships capped off on March 16th in Geneva, Ohio. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU. The cutoff for preliminaries in its finals events, where distances were generally in yards with times in minutes and seconds. In the women's 1650 freestyle, Tori McClenchek charged in at 1636.62 for third. In the women's 400 freestyle relay, the quartet of Abigail Williams, Elisa Whitmore, Kayla Holder, and Tori McClenchek clocked in at 321.72 for fifth. The SFU Red Leafs women finished eighth with 153.5 points, won by Nova Southeastern with 487 points, while the SFU Red Leafs men placed 23rd with 37 points, won by Tampa with 473 points, at the 2024 NCAA Division II Swimming and Diving Championships in Geneva, Ohio, where SFU women earned 9 All-American honors awarded to top 16 finishes, led by Tori McClenchek with 4 All-Americans, while Red Leafs men earned 5 All-American honors, led by Marcus Mack with 3 All-Americans. SFU softball played another doubleheader against St. Martin's on March 17th. The Red Leafs fell 5-1 in Game 1, where Grace McMillan led SFU by going 3-for-4 with 1 run scored. The Red Leafs were trounced 7-1 by the Saints in Game 2, where Kristen David Duke led SFU by going 1-for-3 with 1 run batted in at Saints Field in Lacey, Washington. On March 20th, 8 members of SFU Women's Wrestling were honored by Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. Here are the highlights. Jay Trollen was named the RMAC Women's Wrestler of the Year, chosen by the conference's 5 head coaches based on top 2 finishers in each class at the RMAC Women's Wrestling Championships. Trollen went 28-4 in the 2023-24 campaign, highlighted by the gold medal in the 136-pound class at the RMAC Women's Wrestling in February. Red Leaf Laura Alcantar Soto, along with Colorado Mesa's Adriana Gomez, were voted as the 2 RMAC Women's Wrestling Co-Freshmen of the Year. Alcantar Soto went 11-5 in her first year, highlighted by her second-place finish in the 130-pound weight class at the RMAC Women's Wrestling Championships. Furthermore, Justin Abdu, the head coach for SFU Women's Wrestling, earned the RMAC Coach of the Year as the Red Leafs went 4-0 in their duels against RMAC teams, followed by winning the inaugural RMAC Women's Wrestling Championship, where SFU women earned 3 gold medals. Abdu also led the Red Leafs to the second place at the NCWWC Region 6 Championships, followed by qualifying for the NCWWC National Championships. Here are the SFU Women's Wrestling First Team All-Conference honorees for the 2023-24 season, where the weight classes were in pounds. Marquesas Hines in 130, Jay Trolin in 136 as the RMAC Wrestler of the Year, and Julia Ricci in 191. The Red Leafs second team all-conference honorees are Ivy Threatful in 109, Maddie McKenzie in 116, Laura Alcondor-Soto in 130 as the co-RMAC Freshman of the Year, and Paige Maher in 155. On March 21st, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, one of two conferences where the SFU athletic teams, one of two conferences where the SFU athletics teams compete, selected Bridget Johnson-Telle, currently the associate and assistant commissioner, as the next commissioner effective on July 1st, 2024, when she will replace Dave Haglund, who announced his retirement after 12 and a half years as the GNAC commissioner. SFU softball are in the Stanislaus Tournament of Champions in Turlock, California for this weekend. They're currently in action right now. On top of the fifth, Cal Poly Humboldt leads SFU 6-1. Tonight sees the Red Leafs taking on the Sonoma State Wolves. The first pitch is at 7 p.m. Also at Turlock, California.
Hey, this is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UPass and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Here are the current softball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference record ties. St. Martin's are first at 7-1 conference, 16-8 overall. Northwest Nazarene, second, 6-2 conference, but are 20-5 overall. Western Oregon, third, 3-1 conference, 14-10 overall. Central Washington, fourth, 5-3 conference, 9-17 overall. Western Washington are fifth at 2-2 conference, but are 19-4 overall. Montana State Billings, 6th, 1-7 conference, 7-20-1 overall. And Simon Fraser are dead last at 0-8 conference, 5-17 overall.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Welcome back. The third act is Water From Your Eyes, Everyone's Crushed. The tune is 14.
Start to look.
Welcome to the second half of episode 11 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, updates on the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Variola's Cascades of Crimson Curer. The track is Enthralled by Blaze. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.